I didn't give you any preamble this time because you're a cock about it.
Every I'm a what?
You're a beta cock douche bottom.
No, you? Question mark.
I like how we're both wearing our own self-promotion bullshit today. It's pretty good.
Damn straight, brother.
If I can't mark out for myself,
who can I mark out for?
You know, I also forget that this chair reclines. Let me tell you. Oh, what a great move this was.
Kev's about to take a nap on the pod.
Honestly, yeah, I don't know what it was. Thursday to Friday night. I know I snore, but like, I definitely got into like REM sleep for like 10 minutes and Tina was like, you're snoring, time to kick you. And then like my brain was like, well, we already did the REM sleep thing, so we are not going to fall asleep again because that was enough for me. So I had trouble sleeping all night and then she just kept tossing and turning. So I'm feeling it now, man.
That's fair. Thursday into Friday, I wasn't going to sleep much anyways because I'm going to be the show came out, but it made it even worse that we had a shit ton of tornadoes in the area.
Cool.
And there was like three of them within 10 minutes of where I live. And, you know, we've had a lot of tornado warnings around this area before, but this is the first time that I've ever heard the tornado sirens in town go off for almost 10 minutes straight. And that was kind of freaky.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely horrifying, actually. So
yeah, it was kind of freaky since, you know, at least normally when there's tornado warnings, I have a car and I can hop in the car and go drive to my parents. So if anything happens, we can go down in the basement, you know, not live on the second floor of an apartment with no car, a bad knee, and nowhere to do anything.
Yeah, it's basically, if you think about it, just a more effective way of travel. You know, you just fly somewhere.
You crack the code right there. Who needs a car when you can ride tornadoes?
Bro.
It's like SpongeBob and The Rock.
I thought you meant SpongeBob and The Rock, like Dwayne.
Yeah, dude, and The Rock. You know, he rides Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
My favorite episode of SpongeBob, where The Rock was there.
Yeah, dude.
That shit's cool.
I'm sure it exists somewhere.
I don't know if I want that. I'm going to be honest with you.
He did ride Hasselhoff.
Don't hassle in the movie, off, bro. He rode Hassle. Wait, what movie was this?
The SpongeBob movie.
I don't remember. I don't know. I watched one SpongeBob movie, and then I just never got back to the rest of them.
I just remember it because it was the one they pushed on TV a lot, where they like wound up in like on a real beach with real people at some point, and they were in like a fish gift shop thing, like a beach gift shop, and then they like rode David Hasselhoff at some point.
Ride me, daddy. Don't hassle my Hoff.
Something like that.
I finally think I fixed that Windows error where my stupid microphone kept changing levels on its own. It was really goddamn annoying.
How was it doing that?
I don't know. Just over time, it would just go down to like 20%, and then people just had to tell me my mic was quiet streaming.
Maybe it was just your computer telling you you're too loud. Like, hey, man, quiet down in here.
Absolutely not. All right, Aaron, what'd you play? Because you got a lot of things, and I got to pull up stuff.
Pull up these nuts.
Dude, this is a Christian fucking podcast. Could you not fucking swear?
I'm sorry, but we both still have our fathers. How can it be a Christian podcast?
Damn. Wait, what? Oh, Christian kid. Yeah.
There you go.
I was like, wait a minute. What the fuck? I didn't slip it. All right, what are you going to pull up first? Let me get some gameplay here.
I guess go in order. So we'll start with Phoenix Point.
I've never heard of Phoenix. Oh, God, what did I just do?
I might have spelled Phoenix wrong, too. I don't even know if I spelled that right. I was scrolling through Game Pass, and I saw this game that kind of looked like XCOM.
Oh?
So I looked into it a little bit, and it's made by the XCOM people. That's a different company. Start. Yeah, and it's pretty much XCOM.
Oh. What?
Like, it's XCOM except for them, instead of being like out of space aliens, it's like
on Earth aliens.
Literally, it's like something that came like out, like some fog or something. I've only played a little bit, but it was like some fog that came out of Antarctica or something when something thawed or some bullshit like that. And it started turning humans into monsters and shit.
Oh.
Yeah, so, but either way, it's still literally XCOM gameplay. There's differences. Like it's a little bit more modern. But it's basically just like a little bit more modern XCOM. And it was a lot of fun. There were some things I liked more than XCOM with like you being able to move like the No, I did not get a haircut. My hair is just all pushed to the side and being held back here.
I want to play XCOM, but I don't know if I have the technical skills.
It's a lot, honestly. I'm not gonna lie. I've never finished a game of XCOM. But like it, for me, it's one of those games where it's a lot of fun to play. I like the fact that like again, it's kind of like Fire Emblem where if your people die, they're dead for good. But like you can customize your people too. So like if you get someone that's like doing really good, you can keep it going, and then like customize them or whatever. But yeah, if you like XCOM, you'll like this game. I did hear that it gets a lot harder than XCOM in the late stages, which is crazy because XCOM is pretty fucking hard.
Yeah,
Oh, and
it's
there's like this weird thing, like free aim, that's not an XCOM, where like you can choose which body part. It's like this weird mix of like XCOM and Fallout, where like you can choose which body part and it does more damage or like weird things. So like the circle, there's two circles. The big circle is guaranteed every shot will be in it, and then the small circle is like a critical or something. I don't remember exactly. This was like 2 weeks ago when I played it. But I will probably go back to this at some point when I stop obsessing over MLB The Show. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And if you like XCOM, you like this. And me and my strategy games, I'm just kind of excited. I kind of scrolled over and was like, oh, this is cool looking.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you found
That was.
something on Blessed Be That Game Pass.
Yeah, you know, I was scrolling through Gamey Boy, and Gamey
Okay.
Boy never fails.
Aaron playing video games is not something that we get around here a lot.
Yeah, this year though, this year it's been crazy. It's been
Finally.
crazy.
It only took Aaron forever to get started on it.
I've been going hard,
In the
bro.
paint. Hard in the paint, bro?
Dude, isn't that like a 2000 like nine meme? That's crusty, bro.
Bruh. So then what? Then
So
we got this one.
I finally so I've played this on and off for like 3 months. Now I play it like one game per month, so it's not a lot. But I finally figured out where the upgrades in the main menu are that are like
Good.
permanent upgrades.
Yeah, good.
The menus in these are in this game is kind of dumb. Like
Yes,
it's
I
not.
actually hate the menus in this game.
I was like, it's not like it's like super hard, but like I didn't notice where those like permanent upgrades were, and I remember Chris mentioning about them, and like that's how you like you know last longer and do stuff better in this game. But I was like, last time I played, I finally found it, and I was like, oh,
Now I get
well
the
that,
game.
yeah. I was like, now it's starting to make sense. And then I was able to get to like a 15-minute run the first time over 10 minutes, because I got to a 10-minute run with all base stuff and just like one or two extra items unlocked because I found them. Which made me feel kind of good that I got that far on the base character.
Oh, I'm proud of you in that
But yeah,
sense.
no, this is a very good time wasting game. If I have like 10 minutes and I don't want to like get into an RPG or something, I'll just throw this up and whatever.
I mean,
This is
I play it on my phone. That's
addicting.
like the best way to play it for me.
That makes sense, honestly. This is just it's a very addicting game. It's like it's weird because it's one of those things where it's like it's not a game I'd normally be like, yeah, I'm gonna go play this, but it's actually really good.
I
I'm
mean,
genuinely shocked.
but what are you playing it on?
PC.
You could be playing it on the Game Pass, Aaron. How dare you?
Well, Chris bought it, and so I've just played on PC.
You goddamn parasite.
Yes.
Yeah. What else we got, Aaron, that played?
Oh, that's right. When I first got Game Pass a couple weeks ago, I saw that day that Soul Hackers 2, which is a game I wanted to play since release but never have, because it was one of those games I'm like, I don't know if I'll like it. I'm not gonna put the money into buying it, whatever. But it was leaving Game Pass the day I got Game Pass, so I said, fuck it, I'm gonna try and put 2 to 3 hours into it to see if I like it so I can decide whether I want to buy it in the future or not. And it's solid. I will buy it for like 20, $25. One of the
I
times
thought it
it's
was
on
going to
sale.
be more actiony when I saw her walking around, but it is not. It's
This
turn-based.
it's very SMT turn-based, which is for me. I love that. the story seems interesting enough, but let's be real, 99% of people don't play SMT games for the story. That's what Persona's for.
They don't?
No, SMT is about the gameplay, because it's one of the few series that, like, what's your biggest complaint about RPGs and bosses? That why would you ever use buffs and debuffs or insta-kills or stuff like that, because they just don't work. Well, those things work in this game. Can't
kiss the boss, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that too.
Can't kiss the boss. You want to kiss this guy right here, the first boss of the game?
Hell yeah, dude. Look at him. That dude probably has at least, like, somehow he has two kids because somebody decided to breed with him, and he is not supporting either of them.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, it's fun. It's typical SMT push system, so, like, you know, get, but, like, a little bit different than the normal SMT push system.
Uh-huh.
But it's very similar. It's very, it's SMT. I don't think it's as hard as a regular, like, a mainline SMT game.
Mm-hmm.
At least through the little bit I played, it was rather easy. And usually, with the hour and a half, 2 hours in, if you play a mainline SMT game, you'll already die at least twice if you don't know what you're doing.
That's how I was in 3, and I was like, what the fuck is happening here?
Yeah, the SMT games are very hard, but it's because they want you to use the buffs and debuffs and stuff on pretty much anyone. Like, they're an integral part of the game, but...
Well, neato.
But yeah, I was actually genuinely excited I got to play. I was sad that it was coming off Game Pass, but I was like, well, yeah, I'm gonna have to get it and play it at some point.
And then you also played this other one, which I love.
Yeah, I kind of, when I first got Game Pass for the first week, I kind of just dabbled in games to see what I was going to play in between MLB the Show.
Yeah.
SMT kind of has that similar style art in most of their games, but that one, I will say Slackers 2 was a pretty game compared to a lot of their games.
Hell yeah.
Sea of Stars, I can see the appeal. I can see why a lot of people like it, but... the early game so far has not caught me.
It gets so good though.
I would say I'm sure it gets better, and it's not like I can tell it's a good game. The gameplay is pretty fun. It's more engaging than typical, you know, turn-based RPG because of the timing and, you know, like that whole thing. But for me, it's just I like this skill. This skill's cool shit.
Yeah. You can get it to go really fucking fast.
Yeah, basically how I killed the first boss was this skill for like 10 years.
Yup.
But the story is just not catching me so far. And I can tell it's going to open up, and like they've planted seeds of some things that will probably blow up into bigger things like RPGs do. But I don't know. It's just very... it's been a slow burn in this beginning. And I got... just so you played it, right?
I did, and I loved it.
So I chose her as the main one. I don't know if it makes a difference.
Not even a little bit.
Okay. And then I went through the whole school beginning,
mm-hmm.
met back up with Mr. Cook, and I was like just past with re-meeting up with Mr. Cook. Like, I think there was like one boss after that.
All you gotta know is Garl is the best friend a person can ask for.
Ever. The cook guy, right?
He's the best, and
I
hope he has a lifetime full of happiness wherever
he is. He definitely seems like it, but he's the
fucking greatest character.
But yeah, so that's where I'm at. So I'm not like super far, but it was just kind of, it's just been slow, and like I wanted something more to catch me. I will definitely go back to it and play it from there on again at some point.
It is worth it.
I'm sure it picks up. It's just, for me right now, it's like not holding my attention. And with baseball out and some other stuff, I'm just like, I'll come back to it eventually.
Mm. Well,
but it wasn't bad. I'm not acting like it's a bad game. It's a good game. No. I can already tell it's going to be a good game. It's just... oh, yeah, and then this came out also.
Yeah, I was debating on getting this one, which, if you know me, I'm not really... I did watch Raw Monday. I was like, you know what? Wow.
Whoa.
Raw's pretty, like, not that terrible. And then the Cody promo came out. I was like, oh, yeah, we're doing this, huh? Where Cody cries. I love Cody, but goddammit, can he just do one promo where he doesn't fucking cry about something? That'd be great.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, well, whatever. So, anyway.
So since I got this, which I got this like a day or two after it came out, I've already put 15 hours into it.
Mm-hmm.
The gameplay is fun as hell. Chels.
What'd she just do? Chels, god dang it. Why are you doing this? So you're 15 hours.
Yes. That was cool. The gameplay is a lot of fun. I hate the way they do showcase mode. I will say that. I hate that you have to do like specific like I don't mind specific things if it's like one or two a match, but like when 80% of the match is Irish whip guy into southwest corner and then a cutscene play. Annoying. Like, tell me to hit a bunch, like damage him so much and then hit one specific move like twice a match. Mm-hmm. And then I'm good. But yeah, like it was so specific to the point where I think it was the Ultimate Warrior one. It was like the second or third one. It wasn't even that far in. I literally beat his ass for like 20 minutes, but every time I went to do the one thing it wanted me to do, he reversed it.
Hell, thank you. Damn it, Chell. Why are you doing this?
He reversed it, and then I wound up losing the match. And I just kept getting angry and angry and angry. I don't know how to tell directions. Eric, look at your screen and just say, never eat soggy worms. There you go. If they're not soggy, you can do it, but northeast, southwest.
I always wanted it to say, like, the flip east and west so it could say, like, news.
Yeah. Nope. I remembered because never eat soggy worms is the stupidest fucking thing ever, and I've remembered that since, like, third grade. It's literally the only, when it tells me that, I have to.
Hey, you can throw chairs at people? That's funny.
Yeah, it's actually great. I actually say that in my head, never eat soggy worms. But yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Rotten egg.
I didn't plan to get it, but oh, I like these little strike sequences back and forth where it's like a timing thing. And yeah, the customization looks pretty great. I haven't done too much into it. I did create myself. I did start the My Rise mode, which has been pretty fun. There's two different. I found out that there's two different stories: one for dudes, one for girls. The Whammon wrestlers.
Gross. And
surprisingly, I've been playing my faction a lot. Because you have to do like certain things in it. Like it is partially Eric's fault. He would not stop telling me about it and having fun with it. And I was like, well, now I need to try it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the My Faction mode, you have to do like little like things in it to upgrade your characters or like get certain scores. But you have like a bunch of different things you can choose from to do. And I'm having a lot of fun with it. What'd you say?
AJ Styles getting powerbombed onto that barricade probably hurts a lot.
I'm good on that one. I'm having a lot of fun. Genuinely, it's been great. There's a couple of little things. Not in gameplay. I don't play with that type kick out. I do the timing one. I like the timing one.
Yeah, I don't want to break my controller mashing buttons like that.
Yeah. There is a like some of the roster things. Like I think Kyrie and CM Punk are both DLC, which sucks. But
oh, that's great. That means I don't have to play as CM Punk or see him in my game. That's awesome.
Well, mine is mostly for like I want Kyrie.
Yeah. Oh, they're in the same bundle?
I don't know if they're in the same bundle or not. I don't know what the bundles are. I just saw that they were part of this. They were on the season pass picture.
Oh. Well, whatever I can do to not play CM Punk.
I love that move. I forget. I don't know what it's called. But the AA to the knee, basically.
I love AJ Styles. So goddamn cool.
But, yeah. So this has actually been a lot of fun. Good game. I'm sure they'll mess it up somehow. But, I dabbled in my GM also. They've upgraded that a lot since, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully. So,
are there tag titles finally?
Yes. Yes, there is.
Oh, wow. Finally.
There's tag titles. No, there's just a lot, really.
Mm. Ooh, I like Ken Shamrock. Got a bold.
Yeah, but Steve Blackman's not in the game. Oh, yeah. That's how you block a.
Why is Steve Blackman, the world's most dangerous weapon, not in the game?
Exactly. So bullshit. Cool.
Mega Man should have been a million time world champion, honestly.
Is Ken Shamrock going to beat Reigns? Oh my God, Ken Shamrock beat Roman Reigns.
Oh, no, don't worry. Solo's coming out. Also talk about something else that, listen, this has been a WWE problem maybe for a while, but like, God, everyone's music sucks.
Yeah, I don't like talking shit about people, but Jim Johnson was the GOAT. Yeah. Then CFO was the next one, and okay. While they had a few misses, they still were making really catchy, good shit. And then this Rebel new one
sucks.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Everything just sounds the same. That's the problem. It's not even that like all the songs are bad because they're fine. It's just everyone's song sounds the same. When I first put the game on and I was, oh my God, Ken Shamrock did win. And I was listening to like just the different themes. I like going through the wrestling themes and turning on the ones that I want in the menu.
Yeah.
All the new wrestlers that either I didn't know or they have updated gimmicks or something, all their songs sound the same.
Yeah.
At first I was like, am I just a boomer right now? And I'm like,
I mean, yes,
but I'm the old boomer that's like, all rap sounds the same, all pop sounds the same. Or do they actually sound the same? And I had to get like two other opinions to make sure I wasn't just being an old boomer. But no, it just all sounds the same.
The only ones that are good are ones with like, I don't, the actual bands, like Orton's is good, Rhea Ripley's is good. But like, there's a video of Seth Rollins at the Royal Rumble this year from like the high booth doing like the countdown with the audience, like on his own. And then like, he would listen to the music and he was like, and you could see him go, oh, that's who it is. Like when the thing came up on the screen, like if Seth Rollins can't even fucking identify who you are, and he works there, you know?
I'm sorry. That's like, the video right there. If you go back a few seconds,
I saw the sandal. Yeah, the most deadly weapon of all, man.
Hey, man, I've sold a water bottle before.
I don't know why I didn't know you can do a one-man match in this game, and Cody's getting wrecked. Wild.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That's a lot of blood.
I would want to get this game, but I only want it if I can get it on the Steam Deck. And it doesn't seem like 2K cares about that. So.
No, 2K gives literally zero shits about the Steam Deck. They've literally come out and said that.
Yeah, it makes me sad. So, oh well. Anywho, so what else? We got more games to go through. All right, the show. I'm gonna just bring it up. Show 24.
That's fine. The reason I played MLB The Show 23 is this was also for last week, and MLB The Show 24 came out yesterday for early access. So I played MLB The Show 23 a bit, and it reminded me that for last year, the gameplay was pretty good. There was a little minor issues, but overall throughout the year, the gameplay was good. It was just, if you play like Diamond Dynasty Online mode, the content was literal garbage. They had tried something new where it was seasons, but they got rid of the power creep. So instead of starting off with like the live series players and a few low 90s, top 80s is the best, within less than a day, you were getting 99 overalls. Okay. Everyone within the first week had a full team of all 99 overalls. And then they would release like 10 different variations of Mike Trout throughout the year, or Shohei Ohtani.
Mike Trout, let's go.
So it'd be like that. And so like, it made the game less exciting because everyone had 99s the whole time. So this year, one of the big things they said they were focusing on was bringing power creep back. So far, the gameplay feels smooth. And like I said, I don't know if that's because we're actually playing with, you know, teams that are like 80s and low 90s overall, and we don't have max 99s, which kind of throws things off gameplay-wise sometimes. Or if the gameplay is actually just still solid again, either or is possible. You good?
No. And not good.
You're doing the podcast. Stop being a weirdo. Fucking weirdo.
Yeah. Whamming him, all right? Yeah.
Whamming. Yeah, so gameplay seems solid so far. I'm having fun. And so far, the content with the power creep, where it's like, There's only $1.99 you can get in the game at release, and it's if you collect every single Live Series player, which there's people that have done it already, because there's people that drop thousands of dollars when the game come out because they're either content creators that are, you know, trying to be the first one to get it for content because they'll make their money back, or crazy people who just spend that much money on a game.
Or both,
honestly. Otherwise, that's the only 99 you can get in the game right now. There's a few more that you can see, but they have it literally tapered off where it's going to be a while before anyone can get them. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so far so good. I've dabbled in a few different modes. I dabbled in March to October. I've dabbled in franchise a little bit. The franchise updates were very minor, but the updates they did add were good. Like before, you could only look at the top 50 prospects in all of MLB. Now you can look at the top 100 in MLB, and then it's the top 20 for each team, which just makes it a little bit more realistic. They made the drafting a little bit better, which is very important for franchise.
Quick question, though. How come they're showing a scene from To Catch a Predator right now?
Because he has a mustache. He's on TCAP. That's
He's in a hotel by himself waiting for the decoy with the TikTok fuckboy haircut, and he's clearly 40 with that mustache, so.
He's clearly 40 with that mustache. What a mustache guy.
Mustaches need to go away. There's very few exceptions. Curly Cowboy's got a sexy one. But put him
on. I'm sorry. Major League Baseball players have the best worst mustaches. Like right now, I need you to search up Sal Fasano.
Is that a real person or is that
it's a baseball player? It's a former Yankee baseball player. Sal, Fasano. Yeah. No. That's the goat right there, dude.
Son, I'm going to tell you something about changing the spark plugs on your truck. And afterwards, we'll go down to the local gas station and get yourself a hot dog.
That's a fucking mustache right there, dude.
I hate everything about
Sal Fasano, the greatest baseball player of all time because of his mustache.
Man, the greatest baseball player of all time clearly is Mark McGwire, because that man never cheated. He was an all
man. Actually, I would say it'd be Barry Bonds, but that's besides the point.
Another man who just never cheated and has just played the game honorably. You know, what a guy.
Mm-hmm. Don't make me go in my baseball's never had a clean era rant. I'll do it. I can rant about base. I literally had a college course where our public speaking courses, I did a 20-minute speech about Major League Baseball never having a clean era and how people are stupid for saying it's a gentleman's sport when it never has been. Can you make me a cup of coffee, please?
Didn't you already have magic chocolate bean juice?
Yeah, but I like two of them.
Yeah, I gotta have more when I go to fucking jiu-jitsu, man. Going back Thank to work you. This week, I got the best first week of work where they're like, Ken's the big guy. He can carry a bunch of pipes. I'm like, oh, I can? And they're like, yeah, he'll be fine. And I think I can show part of, like, what I did without showing everybody all my texts ever. Hold on. Enhance.
Well, I get to see all your texts ever?
Yeah, I just realized. Let me get it over here real quick.
Oh, I'm not allowed to see?
Absolutely fucking not, dude. Wait, hold on. Show my computer. Heck. Wow. Oh, whatever. But I did like a whole bunch of like 4-inch PVC runs, and everyone's like, yeah, Kev will be fine. And I was like, this is the worst for the first week back ever. I was so tired. Went to Jits last night. It's like, I don't got energy for any of this shit.
So. It's crazy. I find out on the pod that Kev doesn't trust me. Damn.
I don't trust nobody.
Damn, dude. I thought.
But you know what I will do? And I'm like, actually, you know him. I'm going to say who this is, and you'll know it. But I'm going to tell everyone else shit that I hate. Hold on one second. This is about it. So we got this guy in jiu-jitsu who fucking will come in every goddamn day being a great wrestler, and then he'll go buck-ass wild on, like, white belts, and my friend Joey start crossing people around. And then the motherfucker, the second he goes to bed, I'm too tired to roll today. I don't want to roll. And then he'll fucking sit out around and then just go Olympian wrestler on the next day. I'm like, you're a fucking liar, and I hate that. Anyway, that's a rant for that. But anyway,
leave my try-hard friend alone.
And you know what I did after that? I fucking kept rolling because I was goddamn tired too. And then the worst thing, and he's not exclusive to this, but the worst thing was when people go, oh, I'm tired, I only want to go late. And I'll be nice and say, hey, no problem, I'll go as hard as you want to go today. And then they just start trying to fucking kill you. I'm like, all right, now you gotta die. And he's still and guilty then, of that. I fucking
well, what's the best? Shit. They do that. And then you go start going harder on them, and then you catch them in something or do something, and then they start complaining.
Or they do the, so you almost had that move, but let me show you what you really want to do. And I'm like, go fuck yourself. I'm going to end you right now.
I love that. Like, that was my favorite thing. The little bit of jiu-jitsu that I did is like people like, especially being a white belt with the, like the wrestling background, since I didn't, you know, stick with it very long because life, there'd be people that were obviously higher belts than me. That'd be like, oh, we're going to go easy, blah, blah, blah. And then they would start like trying to push me around while standing up or something. Yeah. Like, and I would just take them down pretty easily because let's be real. Most jiu-jitsu people who don't have wrestling background are very easy to take down. And then they want to be down there anyways.
Yeah,
no, and then like true. Say I'd catch them in something, or I'd be real close to catching them in something when it ended. They'd be like, "Oh yeah, dude, I was just, you know, I don't know why you're going so hard. This is just a light spar. Like what's gotten into you?
No, this is a fucking combat sport. We're out to like not to kill each other, but like I'm gonna try fucking hard. The whole point is to choke you." Like, yeah. That's the point. I'm not going to get my arms around your neck and be like, oh, that's so cuddly.
Nice little cuddle. What a good little guy. A good little guy right there.
We're never going to get our case.
I will say that was one of the most annoying things about one of my times in jiu-jitsu is anytime, like, is it blue belt the second belt?
Blue belt's the second adult belt, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was mostly blue belts, too, that would get real mad if I took them down or did anything to them. Not realizing that I have years of like not jujitsu, but some similar experience mixed with a little bit of jujitsu from Coach Tugman.
Well, I get a lot of shit for like, oh, you know, like wrestler coming in, use a wrestling move. Like, it's wild that like everyone complains about that. Maybe you should learn some. How's that?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's almost like it gives us an edge.
Yeah, it's like another grappling sport. Experience.
It's almost like I can take down almost anyone in jiu-jitsu, which helps me take them down into certain positions that I can pass their guard without even like while taking them down.
Yeah.
And like I have really good body control because, you know, I learned how to do that in a different sport that's similar.
Wild.
Crazy.
All right. Let's get through some games I'm working on. Number one, Fortnite. Fortnite.
Bad game.
Had a great time. It's good. All right, Street Fighter 6. So I did my. I won't show up gameplay unless I want to. I guess I will. Whatever. I will. I'm lazy today because like we do have Gauntlet to do, but if we don't, we don't. Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, if we don't, we don't. We'll be back next week.
We're never doing the Gauntlet. I'm telling you, it's just gonna be a fucking meme of like, I'll do it next week. Don't worry about it.
We did it last time. We got our quota for the quarter.
Yeah. So anyway, Street Fighter 6, I did my arcade runs with every single character because I love Street Fighter 6. It's an A-tier game to me. I gotta say, the story mode does nothing for me. I'm sorry. Like,
you don't like open world Street Fighter?
Dude, honestly, your character starts off so slow and to the point where I was like, well, I know I'm playing on Steam Deck. Is it me? But like,
is it me?
Like, your character just starts so fucking slow and the fights are so
boring. Is it like a story mode type thing where it's like you play as a custom character?
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh, this is boring, so I didn't do that. I just want to fight people.
Look, you can eat food and do Wii mini games.
I don't care. And then I got to, alright, so there's two ways to play online. There's one mode where, like, say I'm playing arcade mode, I can just have the game search for matchups as I'm playing arcade. And it'll just, like, interrupt your arcade, be like, here comes a new challenger. You fight them, right? Okay. Super effective way to get into online. Or you can go to the Battle Hub, which is the same. You just, like, make a character, and you go to an arcade machine and wait patiently. It's pretty fucking... honestly, kind of pointless. I don't really get the point of it. So, yeah, Street Fighter 6 is real good, but, like, it's got ideas that were, like, kind of unnecessary once I tried them. The story mode for some people, I'm not going to say like it's unnecessary, but like that didn't interest me at all. That being said, now that I've done arcade mode with everybody, I want to play more online of this. Will I be an Evo champion? Definitely fucking not.
I think you will. Top tier Kev.
Oh, thanks for believing in me.
Somebody's got it.
Yeah. Wow. That was so nice of you. I'm going to keep playing this. I haven't played in a bit. Cause like once I did arcade, I was like, all right, let me cool off for a wee bit.
Yeah, I'm sure playing through the arcade mode with every character takes a bit.
It does, like, burn out, because you're like, I want to play with somebody now. kind of thing. And it's like, I'm technically playing with anybody. What does it matter if they're real or not, kind of thing. But like, I don't know, just something different about it. Can't
That's fair.
explain it. I also got back up to playing Mythforce because I needed
I'm
something to.
shocked.
Why?
I'm just so shocked.
I don't know why you're being sarcastic about this. This doesn't seem like you need to be a jerk.
It's
What did
just,
I?
I'm shocked that you played this game.
Yeah, no, it's I usually have a roguelike I'm messing around with once I return to it.
That was the joke.
Oh, okay, well, go fuck yourself. Hi, Merfaith.
That you're like the rogue master of likes.
Boy, hi, Merf. I like roguelikes. They're like arcadey games to just, do a run, I win or I lose kind of thing.
I wish I could get more into them because, like, I see the appeal of them, but for me, I just can't do it most of
Well,
the
ones that have co-op, I will play with you.
Ooh, play with me, Daddy.
Like Mythforce, for example. It's a fun time. I will say it's a lot
That come
slower
on Game
paced.
Pass?
No. RoboQuest is, though. So
Robo, that's the one that's on Game Pass.
I'll play that with you any day. I mean, like, maybe after I get home from Jits, I was gonna stream one of the games on my list. Maybe I'll do RoboQuest there and I don't fucking know.
What time is that
Oh.
going to be around?
Oh, two-ish.
Message me when you get home. I might.
Okay. I'll change my plans for the day. I don't give a fuck. So there's that. Mythforce is still fun, still looks like a Saturday morning cartoon. They added it's like some new content to it, some new enemies, and
Let me just ask before I forget. Is it crossplay so I can play it on either Xbox or PC, or do we need to
yes,
be on the same thing?
no, RoboQuest is crossplay.
Okay.
So there's that. It if you do it crossplay, it's a little more annoying. You type in this like unnecessarily long code to join a game.
Sounds about
But
right.
yeah, it's cool. Anyway, Mythforce is cool.
Wait, continue. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm playing as a rogue this time instead of the what's it called, the knight lady who I liked last time. But I figured if I'm gonna play it again, let's try somebody else. All right, this one I feel like if Chris was only here, I started playing Max Payne, baby, the first one.
Yeah, I'll text Chris right now and let him know that you played Max Payne.
I'm still working on it.
Oh, you haven't beat it yet.
No, I haven't beat it yet. Number one, I gotta say, I don't know how PlayStation does their old games on PS5, but like Xbox going through and up-resing games and like up FPS boosting original Xbox games. Huh, game runs so pretty on the Series S and X. Like, I don't like I looked at PS2 gameplay, dark as fuck. I would never be able to see a goddamn thing going on.
Yeah.
The story is batshit insane. I don't know
Yes, it
how
is.
much of it you've played, but I got to the point where I met the satanic cult gangsters.
When I was young, I played quite a bit of it, and then not too long ago, Chris actually played it again, and I watched him play a majority of it.
Game's so good, man.
It's
I'm having a great
definitely
time with
very
it.
solid. Definitely very solid.
And like it holds up for how old it is. I will say, like, so there's obviously no like white or black buttons on here, but like
Excuse me.
what the hell is that?
It
Just a Max
was
Payne quote.
a yeah, it was a Chris, that's what he sent me. The pills would ease the pain.
Oh yeah. So there's no white or black buttons, but I think there's supposed to be like the shoulder buttons on a normal Xbox controller. And like three out of the four buttons up top here are for some form of bullet time, which is
Okay.
weird.
I was
It's
wondering why
like
you were doing like bullet time at random times.
it
Oh,
was
so
like
excuse the devil.
left trigger's bullet time, left bumper is also bullet time, but diving, and then right bumper is also bullet time. That's a controller I use. It's a controller I use. Today I was using this one this morning.
I was like, yeah, Kev goes through controller.
I like controllers. But
Yeah, he's a
this one.
he has a controller kink.
This is kind of like the reverse one that of Tina made me like. This is like an official release they made, but she made me a black and pink one,
Yeah, I
with
remember
black
that.
and then that. So like this was like the reverse when I saw it. So yes, don't forget how quick loading breaks difficulty. Oh yeah, no, quick saving is great in this game, by the way. It's awesome. I'll quick save everywhere till I die, or win, I guess. So there's that. But yeah, Max Payne's good.
And I even got to watch Kev do the best part of the game, Chris. The
Which part
blood
was it?
trail.
Oh yeah, so I will say quick saving that was a fucking send. But I was at the point where I was about to just load up a walkthrough, start over. Like,
Yeah, it was.
because if you quick save during that and you have no idea where you are, you can't even look up a walkthrough because you'll be so fucked.
Yeah. Yep, those are stupid. I watched Chris do it and they were very, very dumb.
Sebastian said,
I
but
didn't
what
like the
about Power
jump
A?
forward.
They're all on the back of my door. I just felt like using that for a second. That's what. If you load it before the death animation finishes, the damage really won't adjust and it gets harder. Oh, it has dynamic difficulty. Oh, interesting. Well, either way, game good. And the last thing I played, which I do want to talk about because it kind of confirms everything I feel about Dragon Ball games. And I
I
gotta
was
say,
very shocked that you randomly just played this all of a sudden newer.
I got it gifted me from Nano because me and Static talked about it after Akira Toriyama passing. So I was like, like those Xenoverse games existed, but like I never really got to try them because like I couldn't tell, were they like MMO games or were they not? Like,
Yeah, that was really confusing at the time, but I wound up trying them back in the day, so I have a little bit of a perspective on these two whenever you
yeah,
get through them.
so you could start your thing by picking your Frieza, Goku, Namek, human or something. Do a little time trial, and here's the thing. It is every Dragon Ball game I've ever played still. That's one thing I learned. Like, you played one Dragon Ball game that wasn't a 2D fighter. It's that. It's the same gameplay.
Yep,
Like,
pretty similar. Yeah, that's
that's
generally
the
what they
thing.
are.
It's just like I've seen it all. Like, I want to like fall in love with Dragon Ball again, but I've just seen it all. Like, the story is always the same, and the gameplay is always the same. Even this versus like Tenkaichi 3, at the end of the day, it's very similar. It's just this one's like an RPG where I upgrade my character. But what's annoying is that like your character is like going through time to fix things,
Yeah.
but really all it is that like Goku's fighting Raditz and I'm also here. Or oh, Gohan and Krillin are running from the Ginyu Squad and I'm also here. Like your character's just like, hey, like it's the same shit, man. Like,
This is low key the Lord of the Rings, the third age of Dragon Ball.
yeah, okay, yeah, okay.
Where
The
you're
Lord.
just following the main story, either one step behind or just adjacent to it, like whoa, look at Raditz and Goku fight. Wait, they're
Yeah.
cheating with this weird dark energy gimmick. Let me go stop it real quick.
Yeah,
Whatever it is.
it's just, I don't know, man. I do appreciate Nano for gifting me the game. I love you to death. But like I tried it and I was like, yep, that's Dragon Ball. And let me tell you, whoever designed this overworld, I hate it.
Overworld sucks. Oh my
The
God, I
overworld
hated it
sucks
so.
and it takes you so long. Like, I'm a guy that can fly. Why am I walking slowly to this like circle area or like that? I also couldn't tell what gear was better than the other because all I had was like arrows of like, this is way better. But I'm like, yeah, but like, is there a number stat? I was like, I don't know, maybe. But like, the gear I had like five arrows on one stat. But then like, if I looked at a weaker set of armor, it would just one arrow up. I'm like, oh, so it's better than the thing I have. No, that's just, this is only a one arrow. This is a five arrow. It's like, well, this is all the way over there. Does it get any better than this? Like, I don't understand. So, I don't know. Xenoverse exists, but
It's a
yeah,
fun game if you're a Dragon
it's
Ball
fine.
fan, and it is what it is.
But the thing,
It's not.
it's fine.
Yeah.
So,
C
I don't know.
plus. C to C
Yeah.
plus.
I put it in C tier, not because it's bad, it's just it's not gonna hold my attention again. Like I
Yeah.
really need I just seen it all. So
I'm with you. I'm with you on it. And I pretty much beat Xenoverse at some point a long time ago when it first came
yeah.
out. Because I was kind of, it was right around the time I started getting like back into like anime and Dragon Ball and stuff, like is when it came out. So I was like kind of hyped for it. And
You
then
watch
after I,
anime? What a nerd.
and then after I, it's actually, I'm not a nerd, I'm a weeb. Gross.
Actually, like I'm actually saying literally, so like,
Actually.
oh, actually, you know what? We have to honor the greatest thing Akira Toriyama ever gave us. So I just want to take a second to remember the greatest thing that Akira Toriyama ever gave us is Super Saiyan Jaden. Have you ever watched this video?
I think you've sent it to me before.
Who hasn't seen it where Jaden becomes a Super Saiyan, bro? Like he just channels his energy and he like sits in front of the camera for like 10 minutes screaming about like focusing his energy and becoming a Saiyan. And I just love that everyone's like remade this video. It's gotta be 12 years old, but like this kid really believes he became a Super Saiyan by screaming at his camera for like 5 minutes.
Makes
So
sense to me.
thanks, Akira Toriyama. I'm gonna send you the original video because I feel like
I'm not gonna watch it.
Aaron. Come on. Like, here, let's just
All right,
get
I'll do it.
like Let's just get him. Look at him. Look at him. He's becoming a Saiyan right now in front of our eyes. He's going Super Saiyan right now. As Goku does, he just takes his polo off and just starts screaming at the camera.
That's how it works, dude.
This is the greatest thing to ever come from Dragon Ball. Anywho, we got some... I don't know if we'll get to Gohan. We'll figure it out.
But I will be the show to play, and I gotta make breakfast. Or I make an each or make breakfast.
We'll see. Then we'll run through some news, because Multiverses is coming back, Aaron.
I'll play it this time. I didn't play it last time. I didn't try it once.
Once me and John got the news that this is coming out, I said the same thing I said last time. Like, I can't wait to want to play Smash Brothers again. Because that's what this game did. We played two matches, and we both went like, why don't I just play Smash Brothers?
This is not as good Smash. Let's go.
It's not, well, the free-to-play part of it sucks because, like, there's literally, like, two characters.
So like, I see...
I'm good.
This sounds like Superman, Steven Universe. I see Tom and Jerry, Shaggy, Batman, Finn from Adventure Time, Bugs Bunny. I think it's another Steven Universe character next to Bugs Bunny. I can't tell.
I just don't care who
that is.
About
who's that above Bugs? Do you know who that is above Bugs?
I don't know. Someone from Game of Thrones, I think. WB owns it. Someone from something. I don't know. I just don't care enough about WB stuff to be like, damn, I want a whole universe about this. Yeah.
Japanese ad for DBZ Kakarot is 97 times less annoying and 97% more adorable about doing the exact same thing. It's only a minute long. Oh, see, there we go. That's all we need.
Jaden. Yeah, I don't know. So there's that. What else is
coming? Hell yeah, I'll play it. Yeah, will you play that with me?
I mean, it's free. I'll try it. This was another thing. Do you like Game Pass, Aaron?
Sometimes.
Do you want Game Pass just for Minecraft?
Can I play Ray Traced Minecraft?
Probably. It's $4 a month. Because Minecraft Marketplace is... Yup.
But like in 5 months, you'll just pay the price of the game. Just buy the game.
No. So this is like a DLC pass for it.
There's enough Minecraft DLC for that?
I guess. I don't really know if... Like, sure... It is just, good. Just, oh God,
just mod it. Yeah. Just get mods.
I feel like Minecraft is one of those things where like
you I'm can actually genuinely confused.
You can just do anything in it anyway. What I like, sure. I don't know. I don't really care.
Maybe about it's that. Like maybe it's like the DLC is like stuff that people already made, like pre-made worlds and shit. It's something I can think of.
All the items in DLC included this pass are the same, included in Minecraft Realms Plus. No, I don't know. I don't care enough about Minecraft. I'm gonna be honest. The news was just slow this week.
Like it'd be cool, like you know, but I would just buy the game or just have you know download someone else's game that did this. I don't know. That just feels like a waste.
Yeah, no, Minecraft's not for me. So, yeah. There we are.
Chris and I still have to play Ray Trace Minecraft now that I have a good computer.
But it's literally the only reason to have ray tracing.
It is, but Chris is too busy being mad about this that you're about to pull up.
Yeah, I was going to ask Chris all about this. So somehow...
Oh, yeah. I talked to Chris for the first time like on Discord yesterday, and yeah, we so talked about it a little bit.
The Battlefront Classic Collection is basically hot garbage.
Poo-poo-papa.
Which is even funnier. So basically, this tweet kind of sums up nicely. So there's 10,000 people playing the night it came out. And the whole collection had three servers that had 64 slots for players. So that's it. That's the only amount of people that can play online. $35 for this, which sucks. Because, like, to be fair, like, if you just want to play Battlefront 2, like, offline, I'm sure it still is fine. And you can do like Galactic Conquest and Instant Action, no problem. So,
but it was already on for like I know this added it to other systems, but and you know I'm being a PC master race right now, but like you already could do that on PC.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was already a thing on PC. We didn't need this. The point, the big selling point was the online multiplayer.
It's fine working. Back, baby.
Yeah. So the fact 200 players, bro. I could probably find 200 people that would want to play this right now. Like,
yeah. What I think is
stupidest idea. Oh my god!
I really underestimated. The most amazing part is that these games are like 4 gigs, I think, put together. And you want to know the new download size for the collection?
Yeah, like PC was like 60 something gigs.
Oh, on Steam Deck it's 72.
Yep.
Where did you get Switch? That from?
Switch, it's only 27.
Well, yeah, it's probably bumped down to hell to do that.
But that's my point. It's like, I don't understand. Like, there's no way the Uprising was 60 gigs plus worth. And they added like one or two new characters or something like that.
Yeah. There's no aim assist for controller, which is great. Let's see. Game breaking bug with the respawn timer gets stuck on one, seeing it happen in one of the 3-5 games with only a full relaunch fixing the game. Missing cutscenes in the campaign. Split screen limited to being 2 players instead of 4, which, like, okay. Whatever. It's the fact that it was there is annoying.
Yeah.
Flight controls are inverted by default with no issues to change. Sound issues. Bug report and Reddit were used to report the Series S version doesn't work if 2 controllers are connected upon launch. Instant crashes.
So connected after launch. That's insane.
This is bad. That's so cursed?
Dude, it's so depressing because, like, OG Battlefront and Battlefront 2 are two of, like, in my opinion, top 50 games of all time. Probably even go higher than that. At least Battlefront 2 for sure, because it fixed everything with Battlefront 1. Like, original Battlefront 2 is a top 50 game of all time. The amount of time and fun I had with it when I was younger, the amount of time and fun I've had with it even as an adult going back to it, it's one of the few games that I kept on PS2 that I would go back to every so often. It's genuinely a great game. Like, EA had to, literally all they had to do with the newer Battlefronts was make that, but prettier. They got the pretty part right, but they got everything else wrong.
Breaking news. Did you know Among Us is getting an animated series?
What?
Did you know that the green guy is apparently going to be played by Elijah Wood?
Yo! Among Us lives forever!
I don't know. I didn't know that was happening.
Bro, I'm watching it. I don't even care. I'm going to watch it.
I didn't know that there was an animated series, but why is he specifically, like, he really gives off the green guy energy.
He's just green, bro.
Yeah.
You know? He's not red. He's not gonna betray you.
I want to see if this game is fixed. Let me see. Battlefront.
I don't think they had a patch last I knew.
I don't know. I want to see what it's doing on Steam. Let's see. It's also Steam Deck verified, which made me want it. Mostly negative. Very good.
Does it have recent reviews?
Aside from all the issues mentioned by the players, this repack breaks most of the mods for PC due to changes in the file system. Okay, so if you add mods, get wrecked.
Oh yeah, that's true. Because I don't think they're releasing a new version. Like, they're like, you know how sometimes they'll like put the updated version on the old game. I think it's the same thing like that.
So the old. This is where I say nostalgia poisoning is a problem. Not worth 30. I would have paid 60. It just depends on how nostalgic you're feeling. Plays fine, and I don't get the hate. I'm sure it's fine if you're playing offline. Yeah, that's what we were saying though. So, what else we got? Don't understand the criticism for it. Not having a graphical network issue. I'm glad you're having a fun time. I don't know. I mean, like, it just seems like if you want to play offline, seems...
Yeah, I can't speak for multiplayer, but...
Unless you want to play with two people with two controllers connected, you know.
On a Series S.
Yeah, right. Go buy Helldivers 2 instead. I mean, maybe. I do want to play that eventually. I just want to know where that all those extra gigabytes came from. Meowdy Bell, how you doing? Yeah, I don't know. That sucks that Aspyr kind of hecked this up. Because they've been doing good with other stuff, like Stubbs Remake, the other Star Wars games. Seems to be just a bit of a hiccup. Oh, you know what I did learn about? Speaking of Steam reviews, I've never seen this review before in my life. Like, you know how it says, like you know, positive, mostly positive, whatever, all that? Yeah. I didn't know that overwhelmingly negative was a rating you could get, but Payday 3 has that.
I've seen that once or twice.
What did Aspyr do? They messed up Battlefront Collection, Bell. That's what. They broke it all.
So, they ruined my life.
They really did.
Oh, I saw Dead Island 2's on Game Pass. I'm actually gonna have to try that out.
I want to try the first one again because there's a Deep Silver sale.
Did they fix is the first one? Oh, it's the spring sale. There's a lot of sales going on right now.
We got some time to kill. Let's look over the Deep Silver sale. I would say Deep Silver is one of those publishers that everything they touch seems to turn to shit, like magically. So I do want to like see. I mean, Dead Island 2, I heard like kind of came and went thing. Dead Island is big on.
I heard the people who played it did enjoy it. It's just it wasn't like anything spectacular. It was just like it was a solid fun game, a stupid fun game. That's what I heard about Dead Island.
Do I have Dead Island? Playable. Why is it playable? Okay, big deal. I have Dead Island Riptide or Definitive. That's verified. Sick. What else do they have? Metro. Oh, the Metro games are good, actually. Maybe I lied about Deep Silver. Oh, no, because they bought it later. It was THQ at first. That's right. I do want to play the Metro games. Payday, y'all. The new Saints Row, which I might try. I don't know. Four is cheap. I love going over sales on the podcast. This is good. This is good content. Oh, that's it. All right. Anyway, the only good payday is a candy bar. I don't like chocolate, so take that.
Yeah, no, but there's a whole spring sale. So, like, there's like. Every company is having sales. Like Midnight Suns is $25 for the game, and all the DLC are $15 for just the game right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of. I hate their sale page because I can't tell like what's like. I just want a list of everything too, you know.
I mean, you can get that. You have to scroll down, and if you keep scrolling down, there'll be.
Just gotta keep scrolling. I just feel like they just.
You do. No, you do. Like see more specials right there. Hold on, scroll up. That was one spot. Under Horizon, see more, click on the specials.
Oh, that's like really annoying to do. Cool.
Well, there's other ways to get it, but I know,
it's just really annoying.
And then if you scroll down to the bottom of this page and here.
Yeah. That's annoying to do, but anyway.
Then you can filter and stuff. There's a couple ways to get to this page, but yeah, it is a little silly how they do it.
Yeah. Oh, it's under $5. Anything fun. Hold on, gotta get through the actual things I need here. Oh, what's the American American Truck Simulator is $5 and it's Steam Deck. Yep.
Jedi Fallen Order is $4.
Oh wait, it's on Clip's wish list. Everybody, we should get That's let's fun. Go. I don't know. Helldivers was fun, the first one. Borderlands I thought about getting on Steam Deck just to have.
Nuts and Goo, just what I give Kev. Hey.
You know what? I didn't put that together until you just said that out loud.
I remember back in the day I wanted to play that Mountain Blade game.
Mountain Blade. Oh, yeah. Remember what that is.
It looked super good, and then I never played it.
What is Who's Your Daddy?
Probably some porn game.
It's a baby simulator. Oh, my God. You can torture your parents as a baby. RE6. I thought RE6 was $1, but I got my eyes crossed. You know, $5 though, Aaron?
Game sucks, dude. I'll play 5 with you, not 6.
It's 5 on sale? Saints Row the Third. That's a good game.
5 is a good game. Ooh, XCOM. Oh, yeah, you can get XCOM Enemy 2, or XCOM Enemy 2. XCOM 2 Complete Edition for like $3 or $4 right now. Includes all the DLC and everything.
I'm going to just get into Counter-Strike 2. I'm not.
Don't.
Fear 2, though?
Bad game.
It's actually pretty good. I like it. There's so many things on sale. I'm gonna look at this forever, Aaron.
Sale. Was there any other news articles or anything? Or
honestly, not really. Oh wait, yeah, there was. Fuck no, I forgot one giant thing, Aaron. There's a big old fake. Oh, they deleted it. No, it's one of those Nintendo Direct leaks that was so bad, like so obviously fake that it's like every dream game you could have wanted. Was like on this list magically, you know, and that's how you know, like, oh, this is a fake ass, like, direct leak. But also, you guys need to stop putting so much stock in Nintendo Direct things, they're just business videos. Like, yeah. They do them at regular intervals for shareholders. It's not be like we are here to give you blowies, gamers.
I mean,
that's it.
If they want to, you know, just finally announce the next Fire Emblem game, I'm in.
Oh, they'll definitely announce Fire Emblem spinoff where you just kiss Crom all the time.
I mean, who doesn't want to kiss Crom? Let's be honest.
Oh,
Crom's a pretty dude.
Crom isn't but not ugly.
Give me Fire Emblem 4 Remake, please.
Oh, yeah. I want in my life. By the way, it's Stone Cold Day. Happy Stone Cold Day, everybody. I didn't realize that. Well,
I almost said something bad.
I know you did. That's why I stopped you. I know what you did. I know.
You don't know shit. You don't know shit. Austin 316 says you don't know shit.
Yeah, well,
Austin. Just smash every window that you see.
Yeah, no, actually, whenever you see a plate, just like drop on the floor and be like, Mom, it's not a phase. That's what you should do.
Not a phase.
Hell yeah, bro. I will be back later today, probably. I'm going to either stream Max Payne or... Okay. Well, I'm going to stream Max Payne or RoboQuest, depending on what Aaron's doing. We'll see.
Oh, yeah, so, and I have a capture card now. It came in yesterday, and...
was that the one I sent you?
Yeah.
The $30 one? That I want to see if it works good.
Yeah, it was. It passed through fine. Obviously, I didn't stream, but... well, basically, what I did was I hooked it up, and I opened OBS, and what I like about OBS is if you share your screen in Discord with OBS open, it'll just show the gameplay screen of OBS, almost like you're streaming. So I did that with MLB The Show last night with Chris a little bit just to mess with it, and it seemed to be running really well. So, yeah. And it literally was plug and play. I didn't have to download anything, install anything. It literally, I plugged it in and it worked.
Hey, anyone want a cheap capture card? Let me go find that link again, actually.
Yeah.
Just
yeah, it cost me $12 out of pocket.
If my Elgato ever dies, I might actually try this thing. But
yeah, so like again, I haven't streamed with it, but doing OBS through Discord, it because I had to do it that way just because it was playing Xbox. But
yeah, so well, I'll try it, and hey, whatever works, it works, you know.
Yep, so. This was the one.
Hey, if you all need a cheap capture card that works, I don't know. I only went with Elgato because it seems like the one that everyone uses, and there's probably a reason for that, you know?
Yeah, that's why I had an Elgato until it stopped working, but it was an old Elgato, so... But, all right, thank the patrons, Kev.
Ah, thanks, JD, from the Red Leaf Retrocast and Clippy Seymour. I love
Woo!
You.
Woo!
Beat people, in wrestling, of course.
That's what it is. That's you crack the code.
All right, I am going to throw men around in the padded room, respectfully, of course. Yeah, like I said, this afternoon is either going to be RoboQuest or Max Payne. I don't know. I want a weekend of doing nothing because I'm white. So, I want to do jack shit. What are you doing?
This weekend, MLB The Show a lot. I have to mow my parents' lawn. And then wrestling training Sunday. Little by little, I'm doing more things. I forgot to do it last week, but they told me the move I blew my knee out on, the pop-up knee, which I'm now calling the stap infection because I take my opponent's higher.
I
broke you.
That's the dumbest knee for a move ever.
But I was told I can start working on that again. I have my knee brace, so I can do that. And then I'm able to like jump in and out of the ring, basically, on the apron and stuff. So we're getting closer and closer to me being able to do almost everything. I still get really scared doing stuff because like my knee is still my knee, and it's scary. But
when you hit somebody with that, can you please just get on a turnbuckle and start getting the whole crowd to start singing higher? Like...
the problem is that's a move that I use near the end of the match. So
yeah, after you win, can you take me high? Yeah. Fuck, it's such a goddamn good. I fucking hate it.
I'm trying to think of other stap related memes I can use for move names because I only have two move names right now, and
you could do like a sacrifice throw in wrestling and call it my sacrifice.
Yeah, I gotta figure out maybe I'll do some type of like suicide dive, but like a different style and call it my sacrifice.
Or double clothesline myself. And you with arms wide open, you know.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, that could be the overhead belly to belly off the top rope.
These are all great ideas. I just want you to be a whole Creed like themed moveset for everything.
Well, that's the thing. Like, my gimmick's gonna have literally nothing to do with Creed, but I want all of my move names besides the one I already have named not with Creed to be named after Creed shit.
God damn Creed set.
It started as a meme, and then I found out everyone in the little wrestling group I'm in didn't know who Scott Stapp was, and I got really pissed off about it. So I decided every move is gonna have to be named after Creed. They were like, how am I supposed to know the lead singer of Creed? I'm like, well, you're a fake fucking wrestling fan if you don't know who Scott Stapp is.
If you haven't made a highlight reel of yourself to my sacrifice, what are you doing?
Yeah, dude, like, what do you think I'm gonna use when I come back in a couple months? Like, the fuck?
You're fucking dumb, man. I hate it so much.
Find Kev at Console Kev on, like, yeah. X, his favorite. He'll be streaming later. Bunch of other shit. Instagram, TikTok when he posts there. All that good shit until it gets banned. Follow me at Aaron Norman, ARENNORMAN at TikTok, X, Instagram, YouTube. I've started posting on all those again. I've actually posted 2 TikToks this week and 2 YouTube reels, shorts, Instagram is reels. My bad.
But I posted that too. Online. It's gross.
I do what I want. I'm thinking about posting the threads again. I know some people use that religiously still. So I'm thinking about posting there again. Just
Why not?
Might as well get all the marketing. And I even streamed 2 weeks ago. I was supposed to stream last week, but life happened. But now I have a capture card. So, you know, it'll be a little bit easier.
Yeah. So. Alrighty. Let's get out of here.
Peace, nerds.
Bye, nerds.